That voice. VA's series of unfortunate events. What has taken place within VA is an embarrassment for the American public and disgusting for the American veteran. July. These issues have been ongoing, so no magic fix is going to happen overnight. This is not a Republican or Democratic problem, but an American problem. Not since 1975 has the public been more supportive of our service members, and as the article states, those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan need VA's care that much more. It's past time for finger-pointing and time to help those who deserve it. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is to be noted for his bill to get things started. Roland L. Haney, Cottonwood Falls, Kansas. I am totally surprised to hear that any U.S. government employee receives a bonus. How long has this been going on? William C. Dellinger, Jr., Sellersburg, Indiana. This article describes treasonous acts by VA. Our troops were safeguarding the very people given bonuses for denying veterans medical care they needed and earned. If these types of crimes were committed by military personnel, they would have been court-martialed and sent to prison. Robert Inabinet, Springville, California. VA is an example of a government-run healthcare system full of failures and poor management. The only way to fix the problems is to require that the House and Senate, the President and Vice President, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and their immediate families use the VA system for their health care. No special entrances, let them drive around to find a parking place. No special doctors. It is guaranteed that the system would be fixed in 6 months or less. Larry Gardner, Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is not just a problem that popped up for VA. The system was broken when we returned from Vietnam. It's still broken, but has a cleaner image today. Efforts were made to fix the problem then, and all they did was throw money at it. Sadly, I feel that's what they will do again. After all the posturing, there will be no administrators fired and no more staff hired to correct some of VA's biggest problems, getting veterans in for their first appointment so they can at least be entered into the system. The VA system needs what we used to call in the Navy a top-down realignment and assessment. In other words, you worked from the report to change what needed changed and replace those who needed replacing. Those who received bonuses should be let go with no chance to appeal their termination. This is harsh, but it is going to take this type of punishment to let others working in VA know they too could be on that short list if they committed some or all of these practices. Michael McRae, Elkins, West Virginia. I attended the Legion's town hall meeting in Phoenix in May regarding the allegations against the Phoenix VAMC, and it was a moving experience. National Commander Dan Dellinger and his staff did the right thing by coming to Phoenix to hear testimony from veterans' families about how their loved ones died waiting for care. In May 2011, I found several errors that the Phoenix VA compensation examiners had made on my disability exams. On one of my compensation exams, it stated that my mother had died in childbirth. She died at 82. This particular mistake prompted me to review all the notes from my 2011 exams. On all four, I found a rash of mistakes and was sent for re-exams. As a result, my appeal, which was remanded to the Phoenix Regional Office in July 2010, still awaits a decision. If it is happening to me, it is happening to you. When you get copies of your exams, review the notes and see mistakes. Tell an American Legion service officer or any other person who can represent you. Together we can get VA back on track. Barbara J. Allison, Mesa, Arizona. As a cancer patient at both the Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska VA facilities, I was treated with respect and care by the doctors, nurses, and everyone else who is involved in my treatment. I know that some VA units are run badly, but most are professionally run and care about our veterans. Myron Battles, Pawnee City, Nebraska. The impatient electorate. On one hand, Alan Dowd argues against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, July, even predicting that repeal is not possible. On the other hand, he says the rights of the political minority are as sacrosanct as those of the majority. The proper view of the ACA should include the manner in which it was passed, how it has been implemented, and the changes the executive branch has made to it without congressional approval. We can also consider recent court rulings. Most of these difficulties could have been avoided had the rights of the political minority been respected from the beginning of the legislative process. In the same way that the Prohibition Amendment was eventually repealed, The transformation of the ACA will take several election cycles before the rights of the political minority are incorporated into what will become a piece of legislation of which all of us can be proud. Ray Batters, Manchester, Maryland. The electorate is properly impatient. The current Congress is not doing its job. The people favor a minimum wage increase. Congress has done nothing. The people need the immigration mess cleared up. Congress has done nothing. The people need to have gun murder stopped. In my opinion, Congress is an accomplice to these unnecessary deaths. I could go on. Alan W. Dowd, who usually is right on the mark, missed this one. Paul Kessler, Notre Dame, Indiana. Saratoga's final voyage. Regarding the Rapid Fire piece, July, the USS Saratoga Association tried to buy the ship for a museum several years ago. As I recall, the cost was several million dollars, and we had 3 years to come up with the funds. DOD cut the time limit short and sold the ship for a penny to Esco Marine, which is scrapping Saratoga and likely to make millions. What rocket scientist negotiated this deal? Mark S. Mehring, Walden, New York. Tinnitus and hearing loss. While reading Tom Philpott's article, Veterans Update, July, I recalled my Navy enlistment hearing test. It was the first time I'd experienced the booth, with headphones, buttons, and high and low-pitched sounds. Upon discharge in 1970, my physical was cursory at best. Most memorable was the hearing test. A doctor or corpsman rubbed his thumb and forefinger next to my ears and asked if I could hear the rubbing sound. I answered in the affirmative and was told, "You're good to go." Ron Nanfito, Mutus, Connecticut. Upon my return from Iraq in 2009, the Army gave me a hearing test. The clinic indicated that I had suffered hearing loss during my deployment. When I went to VA, they acknowledged that I had tinnitus but did not agree that I had hearing loss. I do not understand why Army hearing standards are different from VA standards. They should be the same. Larry A. Wexler, Fort Eustis, Virginia. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206. Magazine at legion.org.